Yeah, don't you say amen? And praise the Lord. That's enough words you could have got right on right there. Amen. Got your Bible? Let's open up to John's Gospel, chapter number 4. And I'm going to thank God for everything that's already been said and done. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the hope we have of the Lord Jesus Christ. And very, very familiar passage of Scripture. Not going to preach nothing new, but here's the good news. I wasn't looking for nothing new. Amen. Wasn't even trying to find anything new. Just trying to find what I felt like God would have for us today. And thank God, I'm glad. Look here, friend. Way back in 1611, I'll tell you what you'd have found. It's 31,102 verses. 2025, same 31,102 verses. Amen. Yeah. Still getting the job done. I thank God for that. Bible says, I'm going to skip around so that I can just get to where I'm trying to be. But there's a few verses that I just have to read. Verse number 3 of chapter 4 says, He left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And certainly you all know that's one of my favorites. Verse 4, He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to Samaria, which is called Sychar, nailed to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, set thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Boy, I like verse 7. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Thank God, give me to drink. Said, for his disciples was gone away to buy meat. She then saith, the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered, said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him. He would have given thee living water. While I kept, praise God. Verse 11 says, The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. Now, can you imagine looking to God, the one who measured out the waters in the hollow of his hand, and saying, You ain't got nothing to draw with? Amen. He don't need nothing to draw with. Thank God. I want you to watch this. I'll be done reading. Bible said in verse 13, Jesus answered, said, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Heavenly Father, I bow my head. Ask you, Lord, one more time. I thank you for everything that's happened today and how it's encouraged my heart. I thank you for every song. I thank you for the choir song. I thank you for the testimonies. I thank you for the Sunday school act. I thank you, God, that it was all based on the Word of God. And Lord, all recorded by the Son of God. And Lord, I thank you that, Lord Jesus, as we stand tonight, and that God, that if death should find me, I'm glad, Lord, there's a lot of things I do not know. But one thing I know for sure, it's that, Lord, when death calls, I answer, and just like that, I'll be absent in this body and in the presence of the Lord. I pray, help us now, Lord. I really do need you. You know that. And God, I'm asking you, Father, I know, and you know, Lord, that I'm probably the most unworthy person in this room to stand and proclaim the Word of God. But Lord, I desperately need your touch. And Father, I pray, Lord, I don't want to do it without you. Help me, Lord, this morning, and I'll do the best I came to try to honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'd said this the other day there in the prayer room, and just a lot of things been happening in our life, and some of this is some of this message will go back maybe even a couple of years ago. But the other day I was in the prayer room and I was telling this story back in 2000 or 2001. I'm not really sure just exactly when it was, but I was over at Roan State Community College. And the church I grew up in, we had outhouses in our church. We didn't. Nobody got up and went to the service. You understand? Nobody left the service and went outside. Everybody sort of stayed put. And we didn't get that till probably 2000.
2001, 2002. Some of the friends that I had, they were from Oak Ridge. And they came back. They had only heard of outhouses. I never had seen one. They said, "Preacher, could you think you could take us by there? We'd really like to see an outhouse." I thought, "Well, I'll be happy to oblige you." Took them by there. This one fellow said, "Particularly," he said, "I'd like to go in." He said, "You mind if I use the outhouse?" I said, "That'll be fine." Right after he used it, he hollered out. He said, "How do I flush it?" Amen. And now listen, that's how you know they's not from the South or the country. I want you to hear me, friend. And whenever they said that, I thought, we take a lot of things for granted. And listen, I go over it. When I go home, I go and I turn on the faucet and water comes out and I can drink it straight out of the faucet. Amen. I thank God. Look here, friend. And we don't live in those days. I never have had to go out and draw water. Some of you today have had to do that. Amen. And you know what it's like to go have to draw water. But we don't do that no more, thank God. Hey, so I'll say this. It's a mighty blessed day when we went from using outside wells and outhouses to getting indoor plumbing. Amen. I said all that to say this. That's essentially what you find in this story. And this lady for her whole life had been out going after water from a well. But thank God one day she shows up and she don't have to go to the well. And you know what happened on that day? God put indoor plumbing on the inside. Amen. I didn't have to go try to find water on the outside no more. I had something down on the inside that was altogether sufficient. I start thinking about this. I want you to hear me, friend. And when she went out and she was going after a well, but what God put on the inside, that was a spring. Amen. I thank God. Hey, listen, I want to just preach. If the Lord will help us for a few moments of time on this simple subject. And if you're tired of the well, you ought to start looking for the spring. Amen. I'm tired of the well. Amen. I got to thinking about how many times she went back to the same place. And thank God, drawn from the same bucket. And pulled up out of the same well. And got full for just a minute. But found herself empty. And before the day was over, day after day, through five broken marriages, her husbands or whatever happened, and now she's living with a fella it's not her own. Amen. And in spite of all of this, she's mighty religious, but she's empty on the inside. Oh, listen, if the Lord help us, I want to just share with you a few things, and I want you to notice the scripture. And the first thing I'd like to say is this: there is the origination of the spring. And you know why the spring's better than the well? I want everybody to look up here. Hey, you know why the spring is better than the well? And the well was made by man, but the spring was made by God. Amen. Oh, yes. I want you to listen, friend. Hey, you can come in the house of God and try every man-made thing. And now listen, I want y'all to hear me. And these folks, they read their Bible. And I'm glad for Bible reading. But I'm going to tell you this. It won't do it. I talk to folks all the time. I'll say, "How you doing with the Lord?" I'll say, "Man, I talk to God every day." And now look here, friend. I want you to understand. Everybody feels better when they pray. Amen. You hear me today? But if you don't know the one you're praying to, it's just a man-made well. Amen. That's all that it is. I start thinking about this. I want you to hear me. And you understand these folks today, and they're going visiting the same man-made well. And they walk out, and they go the same back way. For a while, we might come in here sometime. And you understand, thank God. It gets just real, real good. And everybody gets to shouting her out. And you know what happens, Brother Kevin? Everybody said, "Man, that was good." Amen. But you know what will happen before they walk out? They'll be back empty again, I'll guarantee it. That won't last. Amen. It doesn't bring them back Sunday night. It won't get them up on Monday morning. It won't help them live right on Thursday. It won't keep them from sinning on Saturday night. It's empty. Amen. It's empty, thank God. But oh, listen. What this lady shows up with this day. And the Lord said, if you only knew, amen. Thank God, amen. How do you remember when you found out, amen? Hey, boy, if you only knew. I mean, listen, it's a lot of faith. I think about this, and hey, you go buy your house, and you'll like that house till the roof starts leaking. I buy your car, and boy, that car will satisfy you until the payment comes in, amen. I go out and throw out that fishing rod, it'll feel pretty good for the first 10 or 12 casts, and then you just fish it. But I want to say this, year after year, day after day, ain't something about having a spring on the inside of your soul. And you say, preacher, how do I get this spring? I ask myself that question. How could I tell somebody how to find it? You understand, she could tell somebody, Brother Savage, how to find the well. And she said, the well's right over yonder. Have been in the same place as Nathaniel for 2,000 years. Has not moved ever since Jacob dug it. How you going to tell somebody how to find the spring, though? Amen. I'll tell you what I do. I start thinking about it. I'll tell you what I do. I'd just start in John 1, and I'd find every body of water that I could until I got to the head of the fountain, amen. And John chapter 1, I'll tell you what you'll find is a river. I thank God there stands John on the banks of the River Jordan. And you know who stands right next to it? I thank God, the fountain of living waters. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That's a pretty good place. Start by a river, amen. And chapter 2, you can start by a water pot. Hey, you understand, they're there at the wedding, the marriage of Cana in Galilee, and there's a water pot, and that thing's filled with water. But when he comes by the way, he does something on the inside, and the water pot still looks the same on the outside. But the Bible says, thank God, he knew something was different. And John chapter 3, and we find a birth, amen. Oh, listen, in a body of water, he said there's two births, amen. He said, what's born of the water, and what's born of the flesh is flesh, and what's born of the spirit, spirit. And where our text is today, and we find a well. In John 5, there's a pool, and by the pool, thank God, and for 38 years is an impotent man. But here comes again, the fountain of living waters. In John chapter 6, you find them out on the sea. And thank God, and the water's being tossed, and everybody's nervous. But out in the middle of the sea, comes the very Lamb of God. But then listen, you keep following that body of water, I'll tell you where you'll end up at. In John chapter 7, and watch what your Bible says there. In John chapter 7, I found the source of the head of the spring. In John 7, the Bible said, in verse 37, he said, in the last day, at that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, and saying, if any man thirst, and let him come unto me and drink. Amen. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And he put verse 39 in there for the church of Christ. He said, but this spake he of the Spirit, amen, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. And the washing of your flesh will never get you to heaven, amen. But thank God, that spring on the inside. He said, it's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you what he'll do. The Holy Ghost on the inside. When you get ready to do wrong, he'll spring up and say, that ain't right, amen. And when God shows up, he'll spring up and say, that's him. I'm talking about who's on the inside. Ought to be springing up, amen. Oh, listen, friend. There's the origination of it. A mighty easy place to find. But then I thought about this, you know what? Hey, so many folks that they ain't never got tired of the well. They keep going back to the same well. They've got a taste for the well. But then I start thinking about this. You know what makes the spring better than the well? And not only is the well, I'm come from man and the spring comes from God. But if you're going to go after a well, you'll have to find the well. But thank God, the spring will find you. Amen. Now maybe you don't understand. Boy, they come, both of them run under. How about the difference between a well and a spring? As a spring will come all the way to the top of the ground, amen. You'll have to dig down for the old well. I was just thinking talking about this. Brother Benny gave me a story probably, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago at this point. He said, preacher, he said, I believe. He told me a half a story. And he said, I believe there'll be a message forthcoming on that shortly. And he's been waiting for 3 or 4 years now. But today's the day. Amen. He gave me this little thought. And I went and I started studying on it. It's a place down in Georgia called the Providence Spring. Way back in 1864. You got to hang with me and I'll get somewhere, all right? But back in 1864, during the time of the Civil War, there was a little camp and it was called Camp Sumner. And inside Camp Sumner, all it was walls. It said this, every enemy that was ever taken was put inside the walls of Camp Sumner down in those days. It was made to handle 10,000, but instead there's about 30,000. I want you to listen to me. They didn't have no shelter from the heat. And they didn't have no food for the belly. And they didn't have no water to drink. And I thought, oh my, what a picture of a sinner taken captive, an enemy, amen, put in a place where you're overcrowded. I don't know if you know it, but if you die and go to hell, you'll die and go to hell as an intruder, amen. And you say, how many is it made to handle? And the Lord Jesus said it was made for the devil and his angels, and not just for a few, amen. It's made for them and everybody else that goes as an intruder, amen. Oh, listen, friend. It said that the only water they got to drink, it said whenever the rain would come over, it opened up their mouths and thank God for it. But it was August now, and it was getting a little hot. And look here, you can't make this stuff up. And this old John McElroy who was there, and this is what he said about it. He said he went to bed that night at the peak of this. Over 100 people were dying every single day. He said he went to bed that night and he thought, I'll not make it through another day. But when he got up the next day, he said up yonder at the top of the hill, a spring had started coming forth. And he said, thank God, when he went to the spring, this is what he said about it. He said he stopped and he said, God, I thought I had been forgotten. He said, but you have supplied a spring. Now listen, you can't make this up. He said that seems to have an inexhaustible supply. Amen. He said everybody there got to drink it. Hey, listen, he didn't even know how good it was. It's still flowing today. Amen. And I thought, what about that? And what about a fella who's a prisoner, who's hungry, who's thirsty, who ain't got no shelter from the heat, and one day looks up yonder and up on the hill there's a fountain comes forth. I don't know if you know it or not, friend, but that's exactly what happened in our life. And we were enemies against God and with our backs taken captive. But oh, friend, 2,000 years ago up on Calvary's Hill, according to St. John 19:34, and boy, that old thief reaches back with that spear and he pokes him in the side, and the Bible says forthwith came blood and water, amen, and not just any kind, it's the living kind, thank God. Whosoever comes to that fountain, thank God, shall never thirst again, amen. Oh yes, you imagine seeing that thing come, old John McElroy. I don't know if he is saved or not saved, but he made me happy either way. Oh, John McElroy said an inexhaustible supply. And I thought, Tony, thank God. I don't know how many people's been down to the fountain. I don't know how many people's came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yep. They've got tired of the well of life that they're living. And now listen, friend, if you're here and you're lost, there's a real good chance you're tired of that well. Or you probably wouldn't have came visit a place where you know the fountain's at. Amen. Thank God. Now listen, you can fool everybody else, but I want you to hear me today. As some of us have lived that lifestyle, we understand what it is to smile real big around everybody. But when you go to bed at night, on the inside you're saying, I'm tired of this well. And could I say this, friend? Ever since I got the spring, praise God, I never have wanted to go back to the well. Amen. It's awful good. It'll be right here where we're at. Amen. Oh, yes. That well's, it sufficed for a time. But why in the world would you want that? Now, listen, maybe y'all do. I don't know. But I'm not going, look here. No way in this world when I can go turn my faucet on, am I going to go move in the house and say, honey, let's go dig a well. I done got used to having it right where I need it. And I got thinking about that. I thought, we've got folks in here that the Lord's came and supplied everything they'll ever need. I mean, everything for your journey, everything to go on, and they're still leaving, going back to the man-made things. Weak and beggarly elements that'll never produce no satisfaction. I want to say this to you as a continuation of this well. That's what she said to him. She asked him a question. Boy, what a question. She said, are you greater than our father Jacob? Short answer, yes.
Amen.
Short answer, far greater. Far greater. Hey, listen, so far, I ain't even got time to preach all that. You'll have to look up at that some other time. I want you to look at this, friend. Here's what I started thinking. You know, really, one of the differences I got in reading this, it may not do nothing for you, makes me happy. You know what I said about a well? Said wells are prone to be stopped up. Matter of fact, you can read about it in the Bible. When the Philistines came up and they stopped up the wells of Abraham in the days of Isaac. You know what Isaac did? Redug the wells. You know what it said about a spring? It said you can stop them up all you want to. You'll never stop the spring. I want you to listen to me. This, I'll be done preaching. I'm not going to preach a lot. But this is what got in my heart real big. It said you can put every obstacle in the way of a spring you want. It said you give that spring just a minute of time, and that spring's going to come over, and it's going to go under, and it's going to go around. But you can't stop a spring from getting to the top of the ground. Hey, boy, I got to think, there's been some times in my life I've tried to stop up the spring. I've made some mistakes. I've had some missteps. I've made some failures. I've done all those things. That's just piled in junk on top of the spring. But I'll tell you what will happen. It's not been too long. Sometime in my life, it's been. That's some Eli Crowley's or some old men of God. I'd get up in the pulpit and get to preach it. And before very long, that spring, it gets to coming out. And it gets to moving around. And it says, don't you remember? Amen. I've sat in the house of God cold and indifferent. I sat back there and challenged the preacher. I had a rebel in my heart and just said, I'm not interested in none of it. I'd say that with my eyes. I'd say it with my mouth. I'd say it with my posture. But inside there was a well. There's a little spring coming up, I made. And that spring would say, oh, don't you remember when? Don't you remember when that spring had liberty? When it came up. And when, thank God, when you was enjoying the things of the world and the things of God, rather. Listen, let me say this. Friend, it still can. Amen. Still can. You sit there. You say, preacher, I love the well. I doubt it. Amen. Ask them, what's the well ever produced? She goes to the well every day. Nobody likes her. She don't even like herself. Brother Jim West preached on this one time. Made me happy. I mean, his thought process, the story doesn't make me happy. Hey, you know what he said? Speculating, I should say. That's what he said. He said, I believe that she was going there for the last time that day. He said, I think she's about to cast herself down the well. I got thinking about that. And I thought, ain't it a sight that on the day she thought, I'll cast myself down the well, the spring said, I believe I'll put myself in you. Ain't that just like the Lord to show up in somebody's life? And I ain't tell you that's, but ain't just like the Lord to show up in somebody's life when they say, you think that it could spring up past my past? You think it could spring past my problems? You think it'd come up? Well, listen, I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter what I think. The only thing that matters is what he said. And in John 7, this was his words. If any man, you know who that is? I've cleared my heart. Let's stand your feet. I don't know your heart tonight. I don't know where you're standing at. I don't know what's going on. But I do know this. If you're in a place where it's not springing up, come play. Some of you ladies, come. Amen.